Could I just pick up on one point? Now, I was going to ask you before when you were talking about biomarkers, if you could, because we know it came out at that working group we did. As a matter of fact, there were, if you remember the survey we did of those docs prior to that time, they weren't as aware of the issue of TP53 as they were of Del17P. It's interesting, this woman had both. Can you explain sort of like the genomic anatomy of what actually goes on if a patient has both of these?
Sure. So on the FISH probes, when we probe for 17P, the gene that we probe for is TP53. So if a patient has 17P deletion by FISH, they have a deletion of one of the alleles of the TP53 gene. That leaves an alternative allele, and in patients who have a 17p deletion, most of them have mutation in the alternative or the other allele that's present there. So it's essentially a complete knockout of TP53, and those patients are not sensitive to chemotherapy. They tend to have, it's a marker for genomic instability. They tend to get mutations, they tend to develop Richter's transformation, they tend to have much more clinically aggressive disease. So it is important to check for mutations in TP53. If 17P is there, we expect TP53 to be mutated. Now, there are cases where you don't see 17P deletion and you see mutations in TP53. And those also are important because they are higher risk compared to patients who don't have either. And we would not give chemoimmunotherapy or chemotherapy to anybody who has a mutated TP53, even if they don't have a 17p deletion.
So before we get into the trial that she went into, I'm kind of curious what you would say in terms of options for a patient like this outside a trial today.
Outside of a trial today, this patient should receive ibrutinib-based therapy. Or we do have an alternative that was just recently approved, venetoclax-based therapy. Now, there are differences between those two options. We have a longer follow-up for ibrutinib-based therapy. We know the outcomes, long-term outcomes, a little bit better for ibrutinib. We know the toxicity profile and the long-term toxicity profile with ibrutinib. It's more of a tried-and-true option for management for patients with a 17p deletion. But we essentially have two options. One is ibrutinib-based therapy, monotherapy. The other is venetoclax-based therapy. And the venetoclax-based therapy would be supported by a recent report of the CLL14 trial. Now, the venetoclax-based therapy is a fixed-duration treatment. This is 6 months of obinutuzumab with a year of venetoclax oral therapy. Now, there are some features about 17p deletion, and we evaluate for minimal residual disease. If a patient like this were to receive a venetoclax-based therapy, I would be monitoring them for their response closely. I might be a little bit apprehensive if they had residual disease at the end of their year of treatment to stop treatment with venetoclax in that particular patient. But there are two options, ibrutinib and venetoclax-based therapy for this patient.